That's right. It is the good stuff, and we've got a lovely batch of good things for you today. Wouldn't you agree, Mike?
I would agree, and we'll get started with that, but let's hear from our sponsors, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. Their office is right here in Valentine, but they cover the 4 million square acres of Cherry County. From east to west and north to south, there's a lot of open spaces, a lot of things for you to check out, like the Niobrara River, Merritt Reservoir, Big Alkali Lake, Smith Falls, Snake Falls. Well, there's all kinds of things. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.org.
And also, we want to thank Tri-State Livestock News, another valued sponsor of the good stuff. Tri-State Livestock News, they have information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events. It's all part of a comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. Just go to tsln.com for information to get your subscription started now.
All right, what are you going to share on the good stuff today?
Well, I've got kind of some philosophy things coming
up.
Okay. All right, the first one is, around the corner, I have a friend in this great city that has no end. Yet the days go by and the weeks rush on, and before I know it, a year is gone. And I never see my old friend's face, for life is a swift and terrible race. He knows I like him just as well as in the days when I rang his bell. And he rang mine, but we were younger then, and now we are busy, tired men. Tired of playing a foolish game, tired of trying to make a name. Tomorrow, I say, I will call on Jim, just to show that I'm thinking of him. But tomorrow comes and tomorrow goes, and distance between us grows and grows. Around the corner, yet miles away, here's a telegram, sir. Jim died today. And that's what we get and deserve in the end. Around the corner, a vanished friend.
Oh, do you know the author on that?
I do not know the author, and I don't know how we received it. Jim had it, actually, and very much worth sharing. Also, here's a reproof. This is by Pat Hine. In view of your manner of spending your days, I hope you may learn before ending them that the effort you spend on defending your ways could be better spent on amending them.
Oh, yeah, it's probably good.
Yeah, and here's another one from him, a psychological tip. Whenever you're called upon to make up your mind and you've hampered by not having any, the best way to solve the dilemma you'll find is simply by spinning a penny. No, not so that chance shall decide the affair while you're passively standing there moping, but the moment the penny is up in the air, you suddenly know what you're hoping. Is that not the truth?
That is a great truth there. Ronald Reagan once said back in 1986, government's view of the economy could be summed up in a few short phrases. If it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. And if it stops moving, subsidize it.
Oh, my. Okay, Mike, here's another piece. This is by Henry Taylor. It's called Writing Lesson. I learned two things from an early writing teacher. He held a nervous filly in one hand and gestured with the other, saying, listen. Keep one leg on one side, the other leg on the other side, and your mind in the middle. He turned and mounted. She took two steps, then left the ground, I thought for good. But she came down hard, humped her back, swallowed her neck, and threw her rider as you'd throw a rock. He rose, brushed his pants, and caught his breath and said, see, that's the way to do it. When you see, they're going to throw you. Get off.
That's a good time to get off.
Indeed. Henry Taylor, that's a good writing lesson. Actually, I think that's a good cover-up, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to keep save face, I guess.
I think so. Here's some advice from a mother to her married son, Judith Vorst. The answer to do you love me isn't I married you, didn't I? Or can't we discuss this after the ball game is through? It isn't, well, that all depends on what you mean by love, or even come to bed and I'll prove that I do. The answer isn't, how can I talk about love when the bacon is burning and the house is an absolute mess and the children are screaming their heads off and I'm going to miss my bus? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. The answer is yes. This is advice from a mother to her married son.
Just a reminder, coming up Halloween later on this month, at the end of the month. So if you have something that kind of fits with Halloween themes, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. One day it might pop up right here on The Good Stuff.